Blog Talk Radio.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's our friend. Pick you up and he turn you around. Pick you up and he turn you around. Pick you up and he turn you around. He's our friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's our friend. Most gracious Father, we do thank you for another day and another opportunity. Father God, as we rise and shine this morning in faith and strength and power and obedience, Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, a host of angels encamped around about us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the prayers of the saints. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus died, hallelujah, and rose again. We thank you for the word, Father God. We come with a grateful heart to say we give you praise and thanks in all things, Father, especially for our lives, our health, our strength, and one more day to move forward with purpose and destiny, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for bringing us all through the week, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't give credit to the food we ate, the vitamins we took, the water we drank, Father God, the sleep, the rest, the house. We don't give credit to nothing and nobody but you and you alone. So we thank you for being our help, Father God, in trouble, out of trouble, Father God, in the rain, in the snow, in the heat, in the cold, in the fog, in the light, in the dark. Father God, you are always there with us, walking with us, talking with us, and we say thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to finally acknowledge you, recognize you, and respond to you in a favorable way. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we bless you, Father God, for this ministry. We thank you for those who serve in this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who pray for this ministry, those who pray in this ministry, for this ministry. Father God, we say thank you that this ministry, Father God, is touching the lives of so many countless people. Father God, as we are getting reports, the reports are beginning to come in that people around the world are being affected by this ministry. Father God, we knew it, but we didn't know it, Father God, because no one had reached out to us. But now, Father God, your word is being spread abroad, Father God, and we thank you that you have counted us faithful in this part of the vineyard to do your work, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we get tired from time to time, get weary a little bit here and there. But Father God, we thank you for the faith to keep going, Father God. Sometimes we move a little slow. Sometimes we move a little faster, but we are moving. And we say thank you, Father, because of you. We can do nothing without you because everything we do is for you. So we just want to bless you, Father, even right now. Thank you for this day. Thank you for our services today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. Thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. You are the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting yielded and still. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in another day, one more day, that the good Lord has given unto us, and we are grateful and we thank him for it. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners all around the globe. Maybe you're just flipping through the channels and you happen to see it. But guess what? There are no incidents, accidents, or coincidence in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. If you stopped here, it's because you're supposed to be here. Amen. So we invite you to please have a seat at the breakfast table. This is a platform where we meet 6 days a week. Glory be to God at this same hour. And for going on 12 years now, we have been faithful in the vineyard doing the work of the Lord. Amen. So enjoy the services, and we invite you to keep on coming back. Amen. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. We pray that everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody had a wonderful, wonderful week as we have come to another Sabbath. Amen. The close of another week by God's grace and by God's mercy. So, amen. So we bless him. Amen. We want to especially thank God. Amen. For the leaders in this ministry, those who are leading the way, those the upcoming leaders, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for, amen, our praise party, amen, that took place last night, amen, being orchestrated by our minister, Thurman, amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for the faithfulness, amen, the joy, the exuberance of God's people, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was just a lovely, 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 lovely service. Amen. And we just want to, amen, thank God for it. Amen. The participation. Amen. But we want to thank God. This is what we do here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry all week long. All week long. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to thank God. Amen. We want to begin our service today. Amen. By giving God thanks for who he is. And giving God thanks, amen, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I listen, amen, during the week, amen. The Lord, amen, has me sort of stepping back now, amen. Glory be to God, amen. And just to, amen, to serve as an overseer, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Just to make sure that things are right, even when I cannot participate. Amen. But we want to thank God. We have some, amen, some praying folks in this ministry. I just listen to the prayer ministers and warriors, amen, how they intercede for God's people. And I'm telling you, they some praying folks. My God, they some praying folks. Starting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'm telling you, I've never seen a group of people that pray like the ministers in this ministry. And so we just want to celebrate them. and thank God for them. And I'm just like mother hen. I'm just like mother hen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And even though the Lord, amen, has me a little in the background now, a little quiet, but Jay, you let something get out of hand. You let something get out of hand. Amen. You let the devil try to bust in. Amen. Because he think the pastor's away. Oh, let me tell you something. Amen. Jesus is always there. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. We are preparing, amen, for Holy Week services. And I'm telling you, we just want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For and a spirit of anticipation. Amen. Starting on tomorrow, Palm Sunday. We want to thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. The message the Lord has given me. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It's probably going to take a couple people. Amen. And by startle. Amen. And I want to, amen, thank God for how he used our Minister Thurman last night to say something. Amen. Glory be to God about that precious donkey, about that precious donkey. Amen. Glory be to God that God used. God to speak to you several ways. God to speak to you using other people. I know God speaks to me in dreams and visions. Matter of fact, my dreams are becoming more and more accurate lately. Amen. Then God to speak to you audibly. God will speak to you the same way you hear me talking. You can hear God talking. He just don't say that many words. He only gonna drop a couple words on you. Amen. Glory be to God. But the revelation and the power is in that one word. Oh my God, don't get me started this morning. Amen. And then the primary way that God speaks, amen, is through his word. And this is why it is important for us, amen, to spend time in God's word. Amen. But, amen, as I was reading in the scripture, amen, glory be to God, amen, in the book of Mark, amen, the 21st, just to give you just a little prelude, amen, glory be to God, of what the Lord is doing and preparing for us for next week. Amen. And we want to thank God for Holy Boldness. Amen. In Jesus' name, in the book of Mark, chapter number, chapter number 12, I just want to show you this one scripture here. In the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And it speaks about, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 21, amen. We'll be preaching on this tomorrow, amen. And it says here, amen, when Jesus, amen, entered into, amen, speaking about him going into, amen, hallelujah, Jerusalem for Palm Sunday. Glory be to God. And this one, I just show you here in verse number 2. Hallelujah. In verse number 2, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tie and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. Amen. So, amen. Jesus said, you're going to find an ass over there. And so tomorrow, amen, glory be to God, we're going to be talking about a precious ass. Jesus is in need of a precious ass. Yeah, you got to be bold. You got to be bold. But let me tell you, as long as it's tied into the scriptures, glory be to God. And that's going to be our title tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus is in need of a precious ass. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. So we are preparing. We're going to be having Holy Week service next week. Amen. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. And then we know the Good Friday services, amen, at 12 o'clock. We have our seven young people, and they're all excited. Glory be to God, amen, and rightly so. Continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. As we wrap up this week right here, amen, we have been speaking, amen, over the last 2 days, amen, about clearing the way, glory be to God, cleaning our hearts, allowing the Holy Spirit to do his work through our confessions of sin, amen, turning away from sin, turning towards him. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn, amen. So we were talking about the turning effect. And so when we are positioned rightly with God through confession of sin, amen, then, amen, the door is wide open for us to make our requests known unto him, amen, and we will have what we say according to his word and according to his will. See, according to his word and his will. Now, you just can't say I'm going to have anything I want, because you can go and ask, tell the Lord, Lord, I don't never want to die, you know, in the flesh. I mean, God not going to answer that type of prayer. See, now you can live so you never die. See, Jesus already prepared the way. That'll happen in the spirit. But if you asking God to live on this earth forever, see, there's some things that, you know, just ridiculous. Lord, I'm going to jump out the window here on the fifth floor, and I want you to catch me when I get to midway. Catch me, because I don't want to fall and hit the ground. I mean, you know, that's that type of presumptuous stuff, that foolish stuff, okay? We know Jesus not playing games, okay? We're talking about when we are decreeing and declaring according to the will of God, according to the word of God. This is why it is essential that every born-again believer spend time in God's word. We have to pray and we have to read. We have to pray, we have to read. The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out the mouth of God. So, how many days do you go without eating a natural meal? Most of us say, I ain't going but 3-4 hours. Most of us eat every day. Every day. We don't miss, even when we fasting, most of us will break our fast at, you know, certain hour, and we eat something. Well, the same way your natural, you feed your natural man, you have to feed your spiritual man. If you do not feed your natural man, what's going to happen? You're going to become hungry, okay, and you're going to become weak. Well, so it is in the spiritual. You're going to become hungry, and you're going to become weak. How do you feed your spiritual man? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You feed your spiritual man by, amen, eating God's word. Now, we're not talking about taking the Bible, tearing pages out of the book, and chewing it. No, saints. We're talking about you picking up that Bible, reading it, meditating upon it, maybe doing a little line upon line, precept upon precept. If you get to a certain clause and you don't know exactly what it means, okay, maybe doing a little research and letting the Holy Spirit speak to you so you can get understanding. This is how you eat. And then this is how you grow. This is how you mature. Glory be to God. And then we must have a prayer life. Now, prayer is dialogue. Prayer is not a one-way street. You just coming to God with your petitions. God, do this for me today. Do this. Or I don't want you to do this. Okay. Remember me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless my family, Lord. Blah, 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 blah. There's nothing wrong with those type of prayers. Something said, come boldly before the throne of grace. There's nothing wrong with that. And you ask. And that's where we're going for a couple minutes this morning. All right. But when you get finished talking to God, okay, what has God said to you? See, most of us don't know that part. We only know what we said to God. I asked God to do this, and I asked God to do that, and I asked God to do this, and I asked God to do that. Okay, fine. Okay, what did God say to you? See? But we very rarely give God time to speak back. And this is why your devotional time is good, quiet time. You have to find a quiet place in your spirit to meditate. You could be in a room full of people and still have a quiet space in your spirit. See? Because a lot of times, just because you live alone or in a room by yourself, don't mean, amen, that you are decluttered and uncluttered. Because, see, we sitting there by ourselves, and we got our minds, our thoughts are going 500 miles a minute, thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about this, thinking about that. See? So we got to unload ourselves. You got to pray. Lord, take away the distractions. Help me to focus. And so, beloved, if we are going to grow, and it is God's will for every child of God to grow, to mature, this is the purpose of the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, the preachers. Our job is for, well, first, as we grow, amen, to help mature the body of Christ that they may grow. See? And so that means what? We have to take heed. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Okay? We have to spend time with God. We have to spend time with God. If we're going to live that abundant life, we have to spend time with God. Amen? So yesterday and the day before, amen, we made reference to this scripture, and I want to close the week on this scripture here. I want to close it. Amen. Mark 11:23. I want to take you back there, amen, so that we can, amen, wrap this up today, Lord's willing, amen. Mark 11:23, and it reads like this: For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall, she shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory be to God. Mountain moving prayers. There's one thing to pray a prayer. It's another thing to pray a mountain moving prayer. Beloved, amen. You've heard the saying. You've heard me repeat it several times. Amen. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. See, everybody can pray a prayer when you're talking to God, but everybody can't pray a mountain moving prayer. You're praying, but the mountain's still there. Now you're trying to climb the mountain. Lord, give me the strength that if I can climb this mountain. Y'all know that song. Very unscriptural. It sounds good. I think Mahalia Jackson or somebody sang it. Lord have mercy. Sound real good. But it's unscriptural. There's nowhere in the scripture God tell you to climb some mountain. We not no mountain climbers. He says, speak to the mountain. And let the mountain be moved. But because you don't have no mountain moving prayers, you determined that you're going to get over the mountain. So you say one way or another, I'm going to get over this mountain. So I'm going to climb up the mountain. Time as you get halfway up, glory be to God, you're so exhausted. If you ain't careful, you're going to fall down and break your neck on the way down. Come on now. See, beloved, amen, there is these people want to move in the permissive will of God instead of moving in the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God, God has an accurate alignment. It's for us to have an accurate alignment with the heartbeat of God. See, glory be to God's will, God's time, God's way. See, but because, amen, we don't want to do it God's way, we won't go all the way in. We try to move in this permissive will of God, which is really, literally, presumption. And presumption is not faith. So for that, the mountain moving type of prayers, glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. And sometimes, beloved, and we all have problems from time to time, glory be to God, it seems like, amen, we're facing a mountain. Oh, we have some mountains. Oh, all of us have mountains. I think that comes with the journey. That comes with the journey, amen. There's some mountains, beloved, that we face, glory be to God. But the good news here today is, amen, Jesus, amen, hallelujah, says, hallelujah, and God is not a man, God is not a liar. If it's in the book, beloved, we just got to get to the point where if it's in the book, I believe it. I'm not even questioning it. I may ask God for a little clarity, a little help from time to time, but I'm not going to doubt, amen, what the word of God says. If it's there, it's true. If it's there, it's real. If it's there, it doesn't have an expiration date. It's unvoidable. It's infallible. Glory be to God. The word of God says, surely whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe. Somebody need to say that. No doubt, just believe. Somebody need to write that down in your journal this morning. No doubt, just believe. Now, we know it's easier said than done, and we know it's a process, but somebody need to get started. And even when you get started, keep going and don't stop. Because it ain't over till God says it's over. Huh? Thank you. Hallelujah. But believe that those things he says will be done. And he will have whatever he say. Whatever he say. Speaking to the mountain. Mountain move. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Therefore, beloved, whatever things you ask for when you pray, the Bible says believe. Only believe. Oh, I don't sound like some of the people that can sing in this ministry. I'm telling you, we got some songbirds. I talked about those who pray it. Some of them can pray and sing. Oh, my God, Jesus. That's a heck of a combo. All things are possible if you only believe. Whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them. And Jesus said you will have them. Now, I didn't say the President of the United States. I didn't say Putin. Amen. Glory be to God. I didn't say the Supreme Justice. Huh? Come on, somebody. I didn't say your school teacher. I didn't say your pastor. Huh? I said Jesus said. Ah, my God, Jesus. What did Jesus say? Jesus said you will have them. You will have what? Whatever you pray for, whatever you ask, whatever you believe for, you will have what you say. See, a lot of times we're saying it, but we don't believe what we're saying. See, it's bad enough when we don't trust other people, and you know, I don't believe nothing they say. That's one thing. That is an issue, amen. But it's a whole completely different thing when you don't even believe what you say. See, and maybe that's why you don't believe what they're saying, because you don't even believe what you're saying. See, you can quote the scriptures, but if you don't believe the scriptures, you don't even believe what you're saying. Glory be to God. And he says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. See, glory be to God. So beloved, amen, we want to see a couple more keys to answer prayer. Now, we dealt this week with one issue, okay, that's unconfessed sin, okay, because if we don't confess our sins, amen, God will not bless us. God will not hear us. We showed you that in the word. We have to confess our sin and forsake our sin, all right? So we already dealt with that. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. But I just want to share with you quickly here, beloved, amen, three key elements to answer prayer. See, because especially if you're always praying, if you made up your mind, you're going to increase your prayer life, okay? Glory be to God. You want to pray more. Some of you are now even contemplating or maybe even serving as a warrior, intercessor in this ministry. So glory be to God. If this ministry or no ministry, this your own personal altar, we know that prayer is necessary because God says pray without ceasing. Look for every opportunity to pray. So since, amen, you already made up your mind, you're going to bump it up a little bit, then you want to make sure that at least that the coast is clear so that your prayers are heard and answered. What's the purpose of praying, amen, if you ain't sure if God, if that one got through or not? What's the purpose, beloved? Huh? No, we want to make sure that our prayers are heard and our prayers are answered by God, okay? So number one, write this down in your journal, beloved. You have to keep speaking God's words over your problem. Okay, now the mountain represents your problem, whatever that is, physical, financial, social, mental, whatever that mountain is, okay, that's your problem. That's your mountain. You're not climbing up no mountain. You don't have no strength to climb up the mountain, and you might fall. No, you're going to speak to the mountain. That's what you're going to do. What are you going to speak, though? Mountain, just move, you little funky mountain, just get out of my way. No. Later for all that rhetoric, later for all that. No. No. You're going to speak God's word. That's what you're going to speak. Because that's the only thing that has the power. That's the only thing that has the authority. That's the only thing that has the force. Oh, my God, you're going to speak God's word. And you're going to keep speaking God's word over your problem. I spoke to a lady, the matter of fact, she was a pastor, and then we went out the lunch not that long ago prior to me having my incident with my leg, and she was telling me how she was debt free. Glory be to God. She said, what I would do, Pastor Bradford, she said, I had a pile of bills, She said, I put my bills on my kitchen table. All of them. And she said, I kept speaking over them bills. And I kept speaking God's word over those bills. You owe no man nothing but the debt of love. You are debt free. Glory be to God. You're the lender and not the borrower. She just kept speaking God's word. She didn't tell me how long. I surmise it sound, you know what I mean? I would say maybe a couple months, but she kept speaking God's word. Guess what? Them bills is gone. Them bills is gone. She don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody nothing. She just paid the bill, the electric bill, the gas bill as it come in. She said even the mortgage paid off, the car note paid off. Why? Because she kept speaking God's word over that mountain of debt. Let me tell you something. God's word works when you work it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Another pastor. Amen. He was sick in the hospital. They just given him a couple days to live, a couple weeks to live. His wife, amen, came to that hospital and parked right up in there. She said, I ain't going home. What did she keep? She kept speaking God's word over her husband, kept speaking God's word day and night. You will live and you will not die. She kept speaking to that mountain of death, that mountain of sickness. She kept speaking God's word. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You are healed. And she kept speaking. Guess what? He out that hospital bed preaching and running up and down, preaching the gospel like nothing ever happened. Don't you tell me God's word won't work. God's word is not working because you don't believe it's going to work. He said, if you believe and don't doubt, keep hammering. What are you doing? You chipping away at that mountain. You're going to get up out of here, mountain. Glory, keep speaking God's word over your problem. Why? Because the scripture clearly tells us, my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And you can find that in Isaiah 55:11. There is no failure in God's word. Now you're going to find failure in everything else, but if you're looking for something that's foul-proof, if you're looking for something that's 100% guaranteed, you got to go to the word. Number two, keep feeding your faith and starving your doubts. Because what we find out, if we really listen to people and watch people, beloved, they're not feeding their faith. They're feeding their doubts and starving their faith, when it should be the other way around. The Bible tells us, beloved, in Mark 11:24, it says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Why we make things so complicated? Why can't we just grab hold of the simplicity of God's word? Just take it for what it is. Stop trying to add to it. Stop trying to subtract. Yeah, but, Pastor, get your butt out the way. But what? Tell me, but what? The Lord says, whatever things you ask when you pray. You speaking to the mountain? Yeah, I'm speaking to the mountain. You praying? Yeah, they got it. Well, believe that you receive them. Do you believe? I believe, but no, you ain't ready. I believe, but see, there's some of us got a receiving problem. See, he says it's better to give than to receive, but you got to do both. See, some of us got a receiving problem. That's pride. I used to be like that. Oh, yeah, I used to be like that. Now, I'm a giver. I give it all away, even right now. I done tamed it out a little bit. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray first. Glory be to God. Because, I'll give it all away because I'm a giver. But I had a challenge receiving. Even when I was in real desperate need, that's pride, beloved. That's pride. See, so you got to believe and receive. Ah, and then he said, "What? Now you get it? Not before then. Not before you're ready. Not before you." See, a lot of times the Lord has us on ice. Glory be to God, because we're not ready. We ain't ready. And then lastly, beloved, for today, amen, keep forgiving. Well, they asked me to forgive them last week. Here they come again with this same old stupid stuff. And I'm tired of this foolishness and all this BS. And they can just, they can get out of my face. Well, I ain't no flunky, and I ain't no, and no, don't be using me. Oh, my God, do we know how to work those words? Well, we understand your emotions, but we better understand the word of God. And it tells us, beloved, in verse number 25, it says, whenever you stand praying, if any have anything against anyone, forgive him. Forgive him. Forgiveness is a spirit. When Peter said, well, Lord, how many times should I forgive? 7 times 70? No. Seven times? No. The Lord said, no. Don't be ticking off, making your check marks, keeping count. Forgiveness is a spirit. Suppose God was keeping check marks behind all the times he forgave you. The blackboard is full. The blackboard is full. He said, God, I need a larger blackboard. Suppose Jesus told you, all right, that's the last one there. Now, God darn it. Now, this the 500. You done came to me 500 times with this issue. No. Forget about it. I'm going to give you the hand today. I'm going to give you the hand. Suppose Jesus told you that. No, we want Jesus to keep on forgiving us, but we don't want to forgive nobody else. Beloved, the mountain in your life cannot be removed if you're harboring unforgiveness. That's another thing that holds our prayers back. Well, I've been praying. I'm just wondering why. You know, I can't get no answer to the prayer. I asked so-and-so to pray for me. And then folks over there can't get no prayer through. I sold a special seed. Glory be to God. I put it over there. I gave them people $500. Amen for my miracle. I ain't seen nothing. Dave, you can empty your bank account. You ain't going to get nothing either. Until you let go of that unforgiveness. Because it's you the troublemaker. You the blocker. You the blessing blocker. It ain't that witch up the street. And they are some witches up the street. Huh? And the witch doctor next door. It ain't them. They can't stop your blessing. You blocking your own blessing. Because you refuse to let go of that unforgiveness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It cannot be removed until you let it go. God's willingness to answer your prayers depends on your willingness to forgive the person who hurt you. It's a supernatural transaction. So ask yourself this, beloved. Is it worth holding on to bitterness? Is it worth it? Blocking your blessing. Is it worth it? I know sometimes it feel good. It do feel good. You coaxing that thing. Going, oh, yeah, I'm a show. Oh, I'm a show. Yeah, watch me. Every dog got their day. Yeah, oh, I'm a show, baby. Yeah, guess what? Is it worth it? And God said, yeah, you going to show them, and I'm going to show you. Someone once said, beloved, when you forgive, you in no way change the past, but you sure do change the future. Somebody need to write that down this morning. When you forgive, you in no way change the past. No, you can't go back and undo it. It's already done. The milk is already spilled. The eggs are already cracked. But you sure do change the future. Whose future? Yours. Whether or not you think your offender deserves to be forgiven, you have to do it for your own sake. Why? So the mountain can be moved. If you don't forgive, the mountain won't be moved. Some of you are still looking at the same mountains you've been looking at for weeks, for what? For months, for years. I spoke to the mountain. And mountain ain't move. This scripture stuff don't work. I spoke to the mountain. I done kicked the mountain. Tried to climb the mountain. All right, so let's take it a little bit deeper. Is it possible the mountain still remains because you refuse to forgive? Simple transaction. Simple transaction. Easy but difficult. Easy but impossible to do on our end. But if you let God be God, if you let God be God, and if you let the word of God work, it will not return until God void. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Two of the greatest secrets of effective prayer. Staying and studying the word of God. You got to spend time with God. And finding his will as revealed in the promises. Every promise that God has given us, beloved, you can find the will of God in it pertaining to your situation. Taking these promises and spreading them out before God in prayer, beloved, with unwavering expectation that he will do what he said. It's as simple as that. Beloved, do not tolerate prayerlessness in your life. Don't allow the stress of so-called progress to dictate how much time you will sit at the feet of your Savior. You got to sit at his feet. You remember Mary and Martha? We have to crave those times. Maybe schedule those times. All right, this half an hour, this is me and the God. Okay, do not disturb. Okay, no, don't bother me. Cell phone off. I ain't answering no door. I'm unavailable. Amen. This is me and God's time. Protect those times, beloved. Glory be to God. I want to close this morning with this poem. Glory be to God. This poem was written by a young lady. Her name is Grace Nasons. And this is what the poem reads. It's titled, The Difference. The Difference. I woke early one morning and rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish, didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me, he said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovely child, my child, you didn't knock. I woke up early this morning, paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. Hallelujah. You got to take time to pray, beloved. That is our victory. That is our security. Well, God is going to do it. No, God is not going to do it anyhow. No. Whatever will be. No. Mm-mm. It don't work that way. That's not how God made it. Nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays. That's how God set it up. You have not because you ask not. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And beloved, if you are wise, you will stay prayed up. You will stay prayed up and prepared for the inevitable crisis of life, beloved. Stuff happens. Stuff happens. Life happens. Amen. You don't want to wait until it happens to go into prayer. You want to be prayed up. The basketball team, they're practicing all year, not just for the game, not just for the Super Bowl. No, they're practicing all year round. And that's how we have to be. We have to stay prayed up every day in prayer. It's foolish to wait until trouble shows up at your doorstep to begin this essential spiritual discipline. Prayed up. Amen. Prayed up. Are you prayed up, beloved? Are you prayed up? Hallelujah. So we want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God on today. Hallelujah. And to God be praised that as we, amen, enter into this holy week, this most precious, sweet, holy week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're more focused on prayer. Spending, amen, more time with the Lord. Amen. Making sure that our hearts are clean, beloved. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to rend our hearts and not our garments. Confessing all of our sins. Forgiving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Clearing the way. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep speaking to the mountains, all of them. Amen. Until all of them are removed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we say thank you for speaking to our hearts, Father God, through your word. Thank you, Father. Father God, help us to know that we don't always have to be on our knees to pray, although it is something special when we can get on our knees and lay prostrate. It's something about that, Father, but it's not necessary. It's the condition of our heart. It's the posture of our hearts, Father. And Father God, if we confess our sins and allow you to come in and do your work, Father God, then you will remove all the junk, all of the garbage, all of the residue that's built up, Father God, spiritual residue. You will remove all of that we can have a clear passage, Father God, a clear passage. Amen. As Jesus had, Father God, amen. Hallelujah. He entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday that we'll be talking about tomorrow. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says amen. All right, saints, that's it. That's the word. That's the word. That's the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God again. Amen. For all of you who have served in the ministry this week, God bless you. God bless you. I know y'all said, we ain't heard nothing from Pastor, but guess what? Pastor heard you. Thank you. All of the ministry partners, amen. I don't want to start calling names. You know your name. You know the ones of you on the hot seat, amen, at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the praise party, Minister Thurman. Thank you. Thank you for all of the backup team, the village. Glory, those of you coming, touching, and agreeing. Thank you, because one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. We can do more with you being there than with you being absent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, we bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Those of you who are sowing your tithes and your offerings and your donations into this ministry, thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. We have bills to pay. Thank you for taking the stress off the ministry. Thank you. We extend a special blessing back to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the wonderful testimonies that are coming through. The breakthroughs, the turnarounds, the miracles. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you. Thank each and every one of you for your prayers for me. Thank you. I know you're praying in your secret closet. Hallelujah. You don't have to call me. I mean, the pastor, I prayed for you. I know you're praying for me. I hear you in the spirit. I know you're praying for me in your secret closet. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And guess what? You praying for me? And I'm praying for you. I got a book with everybody's name on it to make sure I don't miss nobody. And when I pray for you, I ain't just praying for you. I'm praying for your boo, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your health, your wealth. Oh, I'm praying for you. You praying for me? Said, pray ye one for another. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I am appreciative. I am appreciative. Glory be to God. Amen. Because a leader that don't have any people following them is just a person going for a walk. Glory be to God. I thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. For us as we walk together. Amen. You following. Amen. As we follow. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Because I'm not making a move. I'm at a point in my life where I ain't making a move. Unless I hear from God. I had some appointments yesterday. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit said, cancel it. Guess what? I didn't question God. I didn't say, Lord, I really want to make this appointment, because I did. He said, cancel it. I didn't know. How do I know? Could have been a random shooter. Could have been a car accident. Could have been somebody with COVID. I ain't questioning God. God said, move, I'm going to move. If God said, don't move, I ain't moving. I'm just like Brother Moses. Moses said, God, I'll go if you go with me. He said, but if you ain't going with me, count me out. That I know what Brother Moses was talking about. And I ain't making a move till I hear from God. But when God say go, I got to go. Amen. Even if I go slow and even if I go alone. But I thank God that I don't have to go alone because of all of you lovely ministry partners at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen and amen. Keep in mind that on Easter Sunday, we're going to be celebrating with Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield, my mama, and the Temple Refuge Church. It's going to bring a smile to my heart. It's going to make me so happy to see you guys walk in the door. Amen. It's just going to make me happy to see you there. Amen. And the number one thing is Jesus going to be there. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. So we'll be back tomorrow. I'm trying to find a way to hook it up with Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm trying to find a way to hook it up so we can still not totally void Blog Radio. Because as y'all saw last week, those of you who was on Blog Radio, we had, amen, Joshua. Amen. Called in. Where was he from? Missouri somewhere. Amen. Flipping through the radio station. So we don't want to completely void Sundays, but we got to figure all this out and it's coming together. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is in need of a precious ass. Amen. Wait till I post that one on Facebook today. Amen. The title of our sermon tomorrow. Amen. I ain't cussing. Amen. I'm coming straight from the word. And the Lord has given a message all this week. Amen. All right. My pleasure to serve. My pleasure to serve you. God bless you. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful Sabbath, a beautiful weekend. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. And we give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. Father, thank you for this week. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this service. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for these people, Father. Hallelujah. All of us in training for reigning, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And your wonderful gift to all mankind. Thank you. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus and declare his lordship. Hallelujah. As we decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is expelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you're not offended when I say guys. Amen. You lovely men and women. Amen. Young men, young women, older men, women, everybody. Lottie, dotty, everybody. The visitors. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Those of you just peeping in the ministry to see what's going on. Not really interested. Just don't want to get too far behind. Yeah, we love you too. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely amen, weekend. Amen. See you in church tomorrow. Amen. 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Facebook Live. Amen. Hallelujah. And back here next week. Holy Week. All week. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford signing out. Just have faith.